But speaking of labor-management relations, one of our guests here in the studio this evening can speak with some authority on that subject. He is John DeMott, president of the union at the pump division of Eaton at Marshall for the past 2 years. Well, Mr. DeMott, how do you go about it to settle your grievances?
Well, each department is represented by its elected steward. And if the employee has a complaint, he contacts his steward. And if the complaint is justified, the steward confers with the foreman. If the foreman either cannot or doesn't settle the grievance, it's put in writing and goes to the shop committee and the labor relations office, and it becomes a grievance. If it's not settled there, it goes up each progressive step of the established grievance procedure until it's finally reviewed by the highest official of the company and the highest official of the union. This is all part of a regular grievance procedure of the contract.
How frequently, on the average, do these grievances arise, Mr. DeMott?
Well, I'd say about once a month on the average.
Now, what are your duties as president of the union over at Eaton and Marshall?
Well, I preside at all union meetings, sit in on all negotiations and bargaining, and otherwise help all the departments of the union that require assistance if I'm asked.
Do you sometimes have the feeling that you're a sort of a middleman between the company and your fellow workers?
Not necessarily anymore. We used to feel that way a little, but we feel that sometimes we're apart, but we think that we're all working to the same goal.
I see. And what is your job in the plant, Mr. DeMott?
I work in the pump repair department, and we service and repair and renew pumps that come in from the field for various reasons.
And how long have you been with the company?
About 23 years. I started at the Rich Steel Products in 1925, and later that became part of Eaton, and I was transferred to Marshall in 1931.
Thank you, Mr. DeMott.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn.